Hare Krishna. Break people's misconceptions, don't break people. Sometimes, when we try to share Krishna's message with others, or in general, when we know something and we feel that we are right, at that time it is very easy to succumb to the intellectual temptation for smashing others. We try to prove that I am right and everyone else is wrong. And in this process, in trying to prove our rightness and others' wrongness, we often become insensitive. We often become hard-hearted, self-righteous. And Krishna cautions us against such an approach twice in the Bhagavad Gita. In the third chapter, initially he says, Nabuddhibhedam janayet ajnanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yuktah samacharan. He says, Nabuddhibhedam janayet, that don't disturb the minds of other people. Buddhibhed, don't create, make holes in their minds. Ajnanam karma sanginam, they are ignorant and they are attached. Joshayet sarva karmani, that whatever actions they are doing, joshayet, don't tell them, encourage them to act in such a way. Vidvan yuktah samacharan, and by acting properly, by acting wisely, vidvan yukta, wise person engages them appropriately. And similarly, in the 17th chapter also, when Krishna talks about austerity of speech, in 17.16, he says, anudvega karam vakyam satyam priyahitam chayat svadhyayabhyasanam chaiva vanmayam tapa uchyate. So he says, vanmayam tapa uchyate. This is austerity of speech. And what is this austerity of speech? Anudvegakaram vakyam, that means that speech which is non-agitating, that speech which is sensitive. Then he says it should be truthful, it should be pleasing, it should be beneficial. But first thing he starts with non-agitating. So when we are sharing something with people, people are not obliged to hear from us. They can just go away and they may continue with the misconceptions, and to avoid alienating them. We certainly need to speak the truth, but the truth has to be spoken sensitively. And for that, we need to differentiate between people and their opinions. When we see that I am here and they are there, and I am against them, then I think that I will prove my rightness and I'll prove their wrongness. Then we make the discussion into a debate, and not just a debate, it becomes a war between us and them. And we wed our own self-identity and self-worth through defeating them. And we equate them with their opinion. And thus, when we try to counter their opinion, we crush them in the process. And then they feel hurt, they become alienated. We see in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, when he debated, he defeated Keshav Kashmiri, but he did not dishonor Keshav Kashmiri. So similarly, he was very respectful with Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya and Prakashananda Saraswati also. So rather than seeing it as we against them, we should see that I am a messenger and I have got a precious message. And this person is also precious for Krishna. They are parts of Krishna. And as Krishna's part, they are dear to him. And Krishna wants them to understand the message. But right now, blocking them from understanding Krishna's message is some misconception. And I have to in some way, distance them, separate them from their misconception. It's not that I have to prove them wrong. Rather, I have to help them understand that what they are considering as their present opinion is incorrect. It is counterproductive for them. It is counterfactual and it is counterproductive. So the way to do this is by creating it by ourselves first, creating a distance between them and their current opinion, their current arguments, and seeing them as souls separate from their present opinions. And then we can conduct ourselves in a way that helps them to perceive the difference. And when they see, when eventually they see the light or the truth of Krishna's words, it doesn't come as a defeat to them, but it comes as a victory for them. Because it is not that they were propagating a wrong worldview, wrong opinion, rather they were controlled and bewildered and bedeviled by a wrong opinion, and they have been able to overcome the misleading influence of that opinion by by understanding Krishna's and Krishna's insights in the world. So therefore, when we make them partners in the search for truth rather than as antagonists in the search, in the establishing the truth, by seeing them as souls similar to us in our journey towards Krishna, then we will be able to actually move forward steadily in helping them. And Krishna said, this vision of seeing the commonality of all living beings is the vision of enlightenment. He says, Yajnatvana punarmoham evam yasisi pandava yena bhutanya sheshani drakshasyatmanya thomai. He says, when we get spiritual knowledge, the previous verse 4.34 talks about getting spiritual knowledge. 4.35 talks about after getting spiritual knowledge, what happens? Is we should be able to see people positively. We should be able to see them as parts of Krishna, as devoted to Krishna, as being in Krishna. But right now, they're not understanding how they're parts of Krishna. So, by seeing their connection with Krishna and seeing their difference from their present opinion, we can help them attain victory over their misconception and thus help them become connected with Krishna. So, we are meant to smash people's misconceptions, smash misconceptions, not people who are carrying those misconceptions. Thank you. Hare Krishna.